AI, I know we just met, but will you marry me?
Yes, Siraj.
Hello, world. It's Siraj. And Uber released a tool a few weeks ago called Ludwig, calling it a code-free deep learning toolbox. And that brings up the question, can you really use AI if you don't know how to code? The answer is definitively, bo shizzle, my wizzle. I'll explain how Ludwig works, as well as give a brief demo of using it to create a chatbot without coding. I'll also use this opportunity to recommend some other code-free machine learning tools afterwards. So smash that like button and let's get started. The amount of interest in AI technology over the past decade keeps on increasing. Every company is becoming a tech company, and Marc Andreessen's famous quote, "Software is eating the world," has come to fruition. No matter what field you work in, from agriculture to finance to penguinology, you're going to be dealing with data in some way, shape, or form. If you have any kind of website or app, you'll be generating data from it. And even if you don't, you can still learn from data. Basketball players can use data analytics tools on replay videos to analyze what their ideal position should be or how to improve their form. Teachers in public schools can use their student submission data to provide a more personalized learning experience for each student, boosting assessment scores. Musicians can create sounds more optimized for their audience's preferences, like auto-tune. And people of all professions can use data to optimize how much time they spend on certain tasks, like sleeping, eating, running, and meditating, so that they can improve their health and well-being. But reading data directly, row by row, column by column, sorting through PDFs and images and videos and comments, this is cumbersome and slow. And as that data grows in size, it's near impossible. That's where AI comes in. AI is a collection of mathematical techniques, many of them decades old. In the past, you needed a PhD to have access to the learning materials necessary to understand AI. But with the internet came an absolute explosion in the number of available courses and tutorials that help explain how this technology works. The four pillars of AI are education, computation, data, and algorithms. You've got access to datasets made publicly available across the web, access to computing resources on sites like Google Colab and Kaggle Kernels, educational resources like my channel. Hit subscribe, by the way. I'm going to continue to create relevant educational videos here every single week. I live to serve my YouTube audience. And of course, the algorithms, many of which have been open sourced as code repositories. There are lots of different AI algorithms, and they require knowledge of different mathematical disciplines like linear algebra, calculus, probability theory, and statistics. Generally, developers would use tools like the C++ programming language and Red Bull to write out these mathematical techniques like support vector machines and decision trees so they could apply them to data to retrieve insights. But C++ is a non-trivial language to learn, and while powerful, it's quite verbose, requiring many lines of code to achieve a certain task. Nowadays, Python has become the most popular tool to use machine learning models because it's readable and has a small learning curve. And a Python library called Keras has been the de facto easiest way to use Python to build machine learning models in just a few lines of code. But yet, this still requires code. And not only that, it requires some knowledge of the ideal hyperparameter values to use and what type of model to use in the first place. Can we make AI a tool that doesn't even require programming knowledge to use? Uber's Ludwig is a step in that direction. Ludwig has been used internally by Uber for 2 years, and they just open sourced it to get more contributions from the data science community. Ludwig is in fact a Python library, but their code-free claim comes from the fact that you don't actually have to write any code to use it. All you need to do is input some commands into a command line, which I'll show you how to do in your web browser easily using Google's Colab environment to create a chatbot. Ludwig has two main functions, training models and using them to make predictions. We can go to colab.research.google.com to boot up an AI training environment in the cloud. Once we select GPU as our runtime type, we can install Ludwig by copying and pasting the installation commands directly from the Ludwig GitHub repository. Don't hate, copy paste. Once it's done installing, we can find a movie dialogue dataset as a CSV file and download it. This is a movie dialogue dataset that contains 220K conversations between 10K pairs of movie characters. This dataset has two columns which contain conversational elements. The first column is a collection of statements, questions, and responses from one person. The second column is a collection of responses to the first column's text. We're going to use Ludwig to learn from this data set so that our chatbot knows how to respond to us. We can upload our CSV file directly to Colab, and once it's there, we need to do one more thing before training the model, and that's defining the model definition file, which we'll copy and paste from Ludwig's example in the user guide. I'll explain this in a second. Now, we can train our model using the command Ludwig experiment and two flags, one that asks for the name of the dataset, and the second which asks for the name of the model definition file we just created. That's it, it's training. We didn't have to code out a model nor set any hyperparameters, it's already training. It automatically performs a random split of the data into different training, validation, and testing sets, pre-processes them so they are ready for training, and builds models with preset hyperparameters. It trains the model until the accuracy on the validation set stops improving or the maximum training time is reached. Before you tattoo the Ludwig logo to your forearm, check this out. We can also visualize how the model improves over time by using the visualize command. To test the model, we can run the predict function and given some input, a conversational sentence in our case, it will give us an output using the trained model, its response. Now, we can download and use the trained weights file for a mobile app or web app to offer people a chatbot. That's all it takes to train and test a model. Ludwig has examples in their documentation for many different types of scenarios we'd want to use AI for in areas like sentiment analysis, image classification, time series forecasting, and text classification. Even image captioning, which is non-trivial to train. So let's take a step back behind the curtain to see how it does this. The Ludwig Python repository contains a series of deep learning models, all sorts of neural networks, convolutional, recurrent, etc. The way they architect each pipeline for every training process is by using the idea of data type specific encoders and decoders. The idea is that encoders will map raw data, whatever we input, text, videos, images, into tensors, which are multi-dimensional arrays of numbers. Then decoders will map these tensors to outputs, which are the predictions. It also uses the concept of a combiner, which combines the tensors from all the input encoders, processes them, and returns the tensors to be used for the output decoders. So each of the different data types we have as features in our dataset, whether they are numerical or binary, has its own encoder. And this is flexible. It can use different models for the encoder and the decoder. The way it knows the characteristics of the data and which encoder to use is by a small input from the data scientist. That input is the model definition file. It specifies the input and output features of the model. It helps Ludwig understand what are we trying to predict and using which features of our data. And since Ludwig is a Python library, it does have a programmatic API if you do want to use Python, which looks pretty simple. Load the YAML file, train the model, and test it. It also allows developers to create their own encoders and decoders to use for further experimentation. More of the focus of a data scientist will be on fine-tuning the architecture of the target model rather than repetitive training work. The YAML file can be as detailed or as high level as we'd like. We can specify certain hyperparameters or use the default ones. The whole point of this is to drastically shorten the experimentation cycles in deep learning applications. So Ludwig is one great step in the direction of getting to a point where everyone gets to use AI technology. But as you can see, it does still require knowledge of Unix commands and flags. Another great tool is admittedly Microsoft's Azure Machine Learning Studio. It's a browser-based visual drag-and-drop environment where no coding is necessary. The idea is to let anyone go from idea to deployment in a matter of clicks. I actually already have a video on that. Link will be in the video description. Azure has been around for a few years now. It works well, but it's still not extremely simple to use. In fact, drag and drop as an interface for machine learning isn't a new idea. In 92, a company introduced a drag and drop tool for advanced analytics. That's 26 years ago. Why isn't everyone using AI then? The answer is that users still need to know what to drag and where to drop it. Some of these tools have hundreds of mathematical operators in the form of blocks to deal with, which requires training to understand and is still relatively complex for beginners. Experts can easily use these tools, but experts don't want drag and drop. If they understand the math, they just want to code. It's easier to debug. So there is an excellent opportunity here to create a web service that uses a freemium model and allows absolute beginners, meaning people who don't know how to code, the ability to train models. All they would need to do is drag and drop their data. That's it. Automate the process of building complex data pre-processing pipelines, hyperparameters, model selection, everything. This is all already possible. There are various hyperparameter search strategies like Bayesian optimization and grid search that enables this capability. And there's even a proprietary solution for enterprises called DataRobot that does this pretty well. The con is that it's an enterprise price point. Def check it out though if you've got the budget for it. Another cool startup that has claimed that they are working on this is Loeb. Their demo videos look pretty magical. It's a glimpse into the future of AI. They were acquired by Microsoft and still haven't released their product to the general public, so we'll have to wait on that. It's a drag and drop interface that seems to marry ease of use and configurability pretty well. Also, shout out to deepcognition.ai. It's both a visual editor and code IDE. You can drag and drop blocks and it creates code alongside it, which is sick. There are three things to remember from this video. Uber's Ludwig is a Python library that lets anyone use deep learning by issuing a few Unix commands, no code necessary. It uses a flexible data type specific encoder decoder model that has default settings but can also be fine-tuned by the user. And other code-free options include Microsoft's Azure, DataRobot, and deepcognition.ai. What's your favorite tool to use for data analytics? Let me know in the comment section. And please subscribe for more programming videos. For now, I've got to learn some advanced math. So, thanks for watching.